This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Students at more than a dozen Denver public schools had to leave classes early today due to extreme heat. Some classrooms in non-air-conditioned buildings reached the upper 80s. Third grader Emma Hawk says the lack of AC makes class more difficult.
We didn't do a lot of learning. We were just trying to meet each other more.
DPS says it allows individual schools to cancel classes due to heat. Highs in Denver reach the 90s in Denver today, but are expected to cool off later in the week. The Colorado Supreme Court announced it will hear a case involving Miranda rights, the right to remain silent, and to an attorney after an arrest. CPR News' Tony Gorman has more.
Terrence Keith Eugene was convicted and sentenced to prison for assault in a road rage incident in March 2018. Those charges were reversed by the State Court of Appeals after it came to light that officers failed to provide a Miranda warning, an explanation of constitutional rights when the suspect was in their custody. Prosecutors say the appeal focused too much on the interrogation's confrontational tone and ignored other evidence from the assault. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Drivers should expect delays along I-70 in Glenwood Canyon this week. CDOT began replacing power poles along the interstate this morning. Work is scheduled to last through Thursday. The project includes helicopter operations. Delays will include 10-minute holds between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. for eastbound and westbound traffic. There will also be occasional lane closures. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.